pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I guess I'm jumping the gun.
Commissioner DeGennaro?
Present.
Commissioner Glode?
Present.
Commissioner Leonard's not here tonight.
Correct. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? So noted. Are there any additions or corrections to the adoption of the agenda?
Commissioner, if you would entertain adding under traffic authority business, discussion and possible action regarding extension of the no parking area on Factory Street from Main Street North for approximately 150 feet.
Okay. I assume I have to do a motion on that, correct?
I believe you do.
I'll make a motion to add that to the traffic authority business.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All set. Did you get a chance to read the minutes, Commissioner?
Yes, I did, sir.
Okay.
Make a motion that we adopt the previous minutes meeting.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So be it. Okay, is there any old business?
I don't believe I have any.
I don't. Do you?
No. None whatsoever, sir.
New business, recommendation to promote Sergeant Frank D'Angelo to Lieutenant, and recommendation to promote Patrolman Joshua Cass to Sergeant. I'll make that motion to approve both promotions.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So be it. Department reports.
In the activity report, there's really nothing of significant interest other than potentially we're starting to see a little bit of creeping upwards of assault investigations. The Anson Street area has become active again. We had an incident there the other night involving several people that were carrying firearms, some legally, some illegally. So we're keeping a very close eye on that. Other than that, we don't have much in the way of the activity reports. Budget-wise, we're doing okay. We have transferred all the extra money, as I discussed last month, and it seems to be holding pretty well in overtime. We have about enough money, as you see in the per period column, for about $17,000 a week in overtime, and currently we're averaging around five, so I think we're going to be okay there and maybe leave a little bit of extra money to the city, but no promises. Other than that, nothing of significance in the budget breakdown. The only other items I wish to brief you on is we're currently completing our firearms qualifications with our new firearms. We're switching over to Glock firearms from our SIGs with red dot sights on them and flashlights, which is what a lot of departments are doing since the Bristol shooting a few years back. So that's almost complete. We're going to have to make some transfers, most likely out of overtime, into training to cover a deficit we're running in that line. But we have the money, so it shouldn't be an issue. For the past month to 6 weeks, we've been deploying the new UTV up on the Greenway. We're getting the vehicle out there as often as we can, but at least 2 to 3 times a week, getting some great feedback from the public. They're happy to see us up there. And then the final item are two grievances from 2023 that one involved an officer who called in sick for mandatory coverage for 4th of July fireworks. One involved an officer who claimed he had put in for sick time buyout. We never received it. In both cases, after discussion with Corp Counsel and the union, we've decided to settle both. The officer who put in for the sick time buyout, he was entitled to it. He claims he gave it, not myself, the deputy chief, or Susanna ever saw it, so I question whether it actually arrived or not, but he is entitled to it. So after discussion with Corp Counsel, we felt it best to settle it because it was going up to Weathersfield for an arbitration hearing, and the Corp Counsel didn't think it's favorable. And the other one, when we settle our contract, we put language in specifically preventing any officer from using personal time during the 4th of July fireworks, since it's the biggest event that we have as a community, requiring police coverage. So that pretty much negated the ability for an officer like that to do it again.
Gotcha.
So the union gave us that concession to allow us to prevent time off during that event in exchange for making that officer whole again for his discipline that he had received. So he'll be made whole this week. And again, you know, it is in the spirit of getting things done, and we thought it was the right thing to do. So we got those two grievances off the table.
Nice.
That's all I have for updates.
Good. Any communications?
No.
Traffic authority business.
We have two new ones, right?
The first one from Mark Garfalo, who is the chair of the 350th Derby anniversary event. I'll read from the email. Dear Chief Todd and Police Commissioners, on behalf of the City of Derby 350th Anniversary Committee, we hereby request the following. Closure of Elizabeth Street from 5th Street to Thompson Place, and closure of Minerva Street from 5th Street to 4th Street on Friday, May 30th, 2025, at a time to be determined in the afternoon until Sunday, June 1st, 2025 at 11 p.m. If I could deal with that one first, we recommend your board approves that with the caveat that it will not be closed the entire time as it reads in this. Obviously, when the event clears out for the evening, we'll reopen the road and then close it again the next day as needed. The second one, closure of Elizabeth Street from 5th to Thompson on Saturday, August 30th, at a time to be determined. In the afternoon until midnight. That one, as I understand, is for the all-class reunion, which will be held at the Elks Club. So we also recommend that be approved, and we will work the details out as far as what the times of closure will be. So that's the events as I understand them at this point.
I'll make a motion that we approve both requests for street closures on the May 30th through June 1st, and also on August 30th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So approved.
Second issue is on Factory Street at the intersection with Main Street. There used to be a no parking from here to corner sign approximately 25 feet back north towards Water Street. That was taken down when they redid the sidewalk. Yeah. In discussions with representatives from the state, since that is not, they have eliminated the shoulder of the road for the most part to make it two lanes, straight and the left turn only lane. What is happening is people are parking in the straight, what is intended to be the straight travel lane to go around the corner to the convenience store and to the pizza place to pick their pizza up instead of going around and parking on Main Street.
Yeah.
So it's causing an issue with cars having to travel into what will be the dedicated left turn only lane. So what we are proposing is moving that sign or signs back approximately 150 feet towards Water Street. It actually may even end up almost at the intersection where Factory becomes Water. And establishing the west side of the street, that whole west side of the street, no parking anytime.
Yeah. Would that be moved back towards where that radiator place is? That
at least to there.
At least, it makes sense.
I mean, I don't currently there are some residents right across the street from the Home Depot exit that technically are parking in the roadway. I'm not interested necessarily in messing with that right now. So yeah, probably the limits of where we're talking is most likely about the radiator shop.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve the sign being placed all the way 100 feet back from the road.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So be it.
Yeah. There's a lot of changes that needs to be made since they fixed the road, so might as well adhere and make them now.
Right.
If you do it now before everything is put down, then makes sense.
Exactly.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's over.
So once